All right. For the record, please state your name and the name of your coven and where it's located.
Okay. My name is Aldous, and I am Archpriest of the Ancient Path Coven, headquartered in Kansas, but we are located across the country.
Awesome. And how do you identify your religion? Are you Wiccan?
Well, we follow the old European religion, the native European religions. All of those religions stem from the Proto-Indo-European people. That's technically a language, but it's the best term we can think of to identify them with. Wicca is the closest religion that people can identify with us, so we tend to roll with it, because even though it's not wrong, it's not necessarily right either, but it's okay enough.
But it transcribes as I go. So. All right. So how would you describe your general beliefs? What are the defining characteristics of the Proto-Indo-European religion?
So we are a polytheistic religion. We have lots and lots of gods and goddesses. And we also have an ancestor worship characteristic. So we believe there's two primordial deities, the Sky Father, Deus, and the Earth Mother, Degum, both of which were Proto-Indo-European deities. Every other god and goddess stems from them. And what kind of sets us apart from other polytheistic religions is that we might pray to the Sky Father and the Earth Mother, but we don't necessarily believe that they have a direct interest in us individually, more so with the whole of what's called the Heartus, spelled Xartus if you want to look that up. But that essentially means the universe as a whole. So like the Norse called it Yggdrasil, the world tree. We call it the Heartus. Essentially, Deus and Degum are concerned with the way the Heartus turns. Right? Not necessarily that Aldous might need money or need to be healed of something, right? then there are multiple gods and goddesses below them. Tons. Too many to list in the time we have, I'm sure.
Yep.
Below them, we have any human spirit is typically called a spirit, right? But any non-human spirit is called a fairy in our religion. There are certain land spirits, which is, again, the Norse, which is one of the Proto-Indo-European religions. They call them landviter or landwights, which means specific spirits of the land. They will care about the function they're over. So like the undines will care that water is treated correctly, right? But we can still pray to them for certain things, for protection while we're in the water, say. But the people who care the most about us individually would be the ancestor spirits. So we pray to them the most. Most people do have a patron and matron deity from those lists of lots and lots of deities. And those are the two usually that would care the most about you individually as well. So for instance, if someone follows the Hellenistic path of the Proto-Indo-European religions, Zeus was the name for Deus that had evolved that direction. Zeus may not care that you stubbed your toe, for instance. But if Apollo, the god of healing, is your patron deity, he would. So you would pray to him, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So that's what kind of sets us apart.
Awesome.
Very intricate.
And previous to this, what other churches, covens, or other religious organizations have you participated in?
Well, I've been a part of at least three other covens, if not more. but I'm part of a family tradition, so this religion comes from my mother's side of the family. So I got it from her, and then her line. We came from a set of Romani that were in Eastern Europe that moved here fleeing religious persecution. So everything was handed down through that line. I guess if that answers your question.
Yes. And how long have you been involved with Ancient Path Coven?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't want to interrupt. You're ordering a second spoon?
Yeah, for her.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, you got that in your interview. say? Sorry.
How long have you been a member of Ancient Path Coven?
Since we formed. I was one of the forming members. It was just me and some family members, and we decided we wanted to open up and let others worship with us, but we wanted a set of rules that could help us, you know, control whether, you know, someone was acting inappropriately, what would we do about it, right? And so we kind of formalized then, met our bylaws, and put ourselves in motion. I think that was in 2017.
How long was the process from deciding to start bylaws to forming an official coven?
So starting the official bylaws?
Yeah.
It was about the same time. We started the bylaws at the same time that we kind of started, you know, putting our coven on Witch Box and that kind of thing.
And is your family involved in your coven still?
Yes. Yes, very much so.
Growing up, how aware were you of other faith traditions?
Quite aware, actually. So I had a short stint of Christianity in my life because my mom got with a guy who was, you know, my stepdad at the time. And he told me that I would go to hell if I kept practicing this witchcraft. And so I got scared, as children are wont to do, and I left this religion and became a Christian. So much so that I was actually a preacher for a while. Not a long time, about 6 months. And the more I studied, the more I realized, you know, my faith, my old faith was more what I wanted, right, what I believed to be true.
Do you have to go to seminary to be a preacher? How does that work?
No. certain Christian branches you did. So, like, if you wanted to be a Catholic priest, you had to go through a huge slew of education and certifications and, you know, talking with others. It was a big deal. But in the non-denominational branch I was a part of, all you had to do was raise your hand and have the group that called themselves the elders point at you and say, okay, you're a preacher now.
That's one way. And did you have any special training when you became the head priest of Ancient Path?
No, actually.
Life experience.
Yeah. No training at all. Just thrown right in.
What other experiences, books, or personal contacts influenced you to pursue this particular path?
To pursue this path would be my family. But to learn about this path, I have read all kinds of books. I have tried to read books that claim to be as old as the 12th century, but, you know, who knows if they're actually that old or if they haven't been translated, retranslated time and again. A lot of them written in Welsh, some of them in old Germanic languages that had to be translated. So, but a lot of those books, you can get a surprising number of them for free online. In fact, most of them are difficult to buy, but they're free for whatever reason.
No copyright at that time.
Exactly. I guess the oldest books would have been Tacitus's Germania, you know, a few of those from that era.
Okay. What can you tell me about the early days of the organization, and what was it like starting out?
It was much simpler. we just posted a thing on Witchbox, and we were like, oh, hey, we're coming now. Formed our bylaws and just kept doing what we'd always been doing together. And eventually we started getting emails from people saying, hey, I'm interested. And then as we grew, it became administratively much more difficult.
Why are people attracted to this religious body?
I think it's because we are only interested in the spiritual growth of ourselves and our members. So we don't charge for anything we do. And that's not just for coven members. So, for instance, if someone needs a service that we can provide as ordained people, right? So like a hand fasting or wedding ceremony, right? Or if they need someone to officiate a requiem, which would be a funeral, or to do a home cleansing or blessing, right? Or a wickening, some Wiccans will call it, where you name the child, right? Mm-hmm. The naming ceremony. We'll do all those for anybody, free. We don't charge anyone. So I think last year I did more than 10 weddings, and I didn't make a dime from it, you know? And so I think that's what draws people in, is we're not in it for the money, we're in it for helping, truly helping.
Do you enjoy doing those kinds of things?
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Very much so.
Do you have a favorite service that you guys perform?
I don't know if I have a favorite. I like them all. So our normal monthly full moon ritual is the one we do over and over and over again, but it's a little different each time. So I mean, the same basic elements are there, the same prayers are said, some of the same songs are sung, some of the same motions are taken, but you know, each one has its own flavor.
And so you meet for the full moons. Do you meet other times? Do you celebrate the Sabbaths?
Yep, we have the eight holidays, right? The fun thing is, so because we follow a Proto-Indo-European path, which means every branch of that, so the Germanic, the Celtic, Slavic, Baltic, Greek, Roman, I mean, Hindu even is one of the five, right?
Yep.
Any of those, we'll follow all of that because we believe it all came from the same source. Whether or not we still have the records of the old ways today from that particular path, I mean, it was all there. So of the eight holidays, four of them are Celtic, four of them are Germanic, right? And that's evident in their names, like Samhain, Lunasa, Imbolc. Those are all pronounced different than they're spelled. Those are the Celtic ones, right? Whereas the Germanic ones, like Litha, you know, those are
easier to say.
Those are the Germanic holidays. But we do all eight of them because we believe they came from the same root.
I did it, but I took breaks. Yeah, and also.
And how often do you have social gatherings?
Oh, we gather. Okay, I forgot to answer that. I apologize.
Oh, no worries.
So we meet the eight holidays of the year. We meet each month for the Sabbath. We meet each month for a social event. We meet every Tuesday for the students. We teach classes for them. And we don't charge anything for those. You don't have to be an official member. You can just sit and learn if you want. That's fine. What else do we meet for? Then we just meet together for other things, like special interest groups. So there might be a group of people that are interested in simply the Asatru path of the Proto-Indo-European religions, right? They might want to know the Norse religion. And so they meet to discuss those individually.
Thank you.
And did you need a side? Do grapes, banana, potato salad?